Now, hundreds of meat workers have walked off Inverell's Bindaree beef abattoir after failed wage negotiations this morning. The meat union is pushing for a 3% pay increase after employees received the minimum legislative increase in July. But the company, which supplies Aldi and employs around 700 people, is offering 2% per annum from here on in. Our Tamworth office has been following this stalemate this morning, and our rural reporter, Lara Webster, is with me now. Lara, what's the current state of play?
Look, workers stopped work at 11 today in quarter to 12, and they're striking for 2.5 hours, and they're not going back to work. Now, the meat union says workers are barely earning above minimum wage. They're struggling to cover the cost of living, and that's why they want a 3% increase. But Bindaree Beef says their skilled workers are actually earning double the award wage. So to give you an example, a boner is earning between $1,500 and $1,800 per week, and the award wage is about $803. They also say unskilled workers are making about 50% more than the award wage. But the meat union refutes those calls and says only 5% of Bindaree beef workers earn the Australian minimum wage. And that's the current state of play. They've reached a stalemate today.
It's tricky, though, isn't it? Because asking for the 3% pay rise, the timing could be pretty ordinary, couldn't it? Given the current drought situation, processors like Bindaree are probably going to have to look at cuts when the cattle supply dries up. So what's the situation at Bindaree Beef on that front?
Well, look, Sally, as you would now know, right now we have had some rain in patches, and we're seeing restockers come back onto the market, and we're seeing supplies already start to tighten in some places around cattle. And the meat industry on the East Coast is forecasting a drop in production over the next 12 months. You know, many abattoirs are working 3 to 4 days. Bindaree, until recently, has been able to maintain 5 days. And it says it's doing many things to try and safeguard workers, but things are difficult. There are high costs and challenges. But in the same time, the company has introduced a number of changes to shifts and machinery that have allowed skilled employees to increase their wages. The business is doing other things to try and look after its staff ahead of when the drought breaks. And that's what they say as well. Supply, as you've mentioned, will only tighten. They need to try and protect themselves and their staff, so they're in a good position ahead of this. But the union, the meat union, doesn't buy it. Its secretary told us earlier today that he feels processors are ahead of everyone else in the drought. They pick up cattle for a song. They can still make money while everyone else is falling behind. But at the same time, we only heard news yesterday that a Tasmanian abattoir was looking at a very likely closure due to high energy costs, a lack of funding and support. So, you know, that there are certainly challenges faced by the processing sector, but the meat union says they're nowhere near that of their workers.
Well, we've already heard today on the Country Hour from Mike Pritchard talking about how supply is drying up in Scone, and the fact that it's very unlikely to get any better in any time in the next couple of years. But as far as the union's concerned, why is 2% that the company's offering, why do they consider that not good enough?
Well, they say that 2% does just not keep up with the cost of living. It's not a genuine wage increase to cope with bills, to cope with the increasing fuel costs, the increasing energy costs. And, you know, for workers to try and, you know, keep up with that, to keep up with their mortgages coming. And you know, they say meat workers are some of the lowest paid, that, you know, if anyone can afford a pay rise, they say it's Bindaree Beef.
So how's that washing with local farmers? Because the things are pretty tight in your neck of the woods. What do local growers think about this? Are they very sympathetic to these workers?
Well, look, Sally, I did speak with a farmer this morning just to sort of see what his thoughts were after he heard the news. And he said, look, you know, he doesn't really have much sympathy. He said, you know, everyone is doing it tough, but he can't understand why workers would do this. And certainly it's not the right time to do it. In for some say it's not the right time to be doing it because it is volatile at the moment, and you know, farmers aren't making money, certainly, nor are local businesses. No one is getting a pay rise, so some argue, why then should these meat workers? But again, the union argues Bindaree Beef is owned by a billionaire and it has a highly profitable arrangement with Aldi supermarkets, so it's in a better position than workers and the rest of of the community, is the argument from the meat union.
Sounds like the classic standoff, doesn't it? So where to from now? Where does this go to from here?
Yeah, well, the meetings this morning obviously didn't work out. So Bindaree is still sticking to its 2% with some changes to sick leave and public holidays that they've now put on the table. And they've said they'll continue to negotiate in good faith. However, at this point, the meat union is not satisfied. And this afternoon, workers who start at 3 p.m. will strike tonight. So the union has requested another meeting for the morning. But as you and I talk now, Sally, we don't know if that meeting will go ahead. If that meeting does not go ahead and negotiations stall further, then it's very likely we could see more strikes. But look, we will keep following the story. We're trying to speak with Bindaree, but just at the moment they are only offering a statement, so we'll stay on top of it.
Lara, what sort of atmosphere does this create in a community when you've got this sort of unrest happening?
I think it just, for particularly from this farmer I spoke with, it just adds more unrest. And I mean, that's a bit of my personal view as well. I think it's really not a conversation it's a hard time to be having that conversation for a pay rise. And I think there are a lot of people who obviously are not making money right now. There are people laying off staff, laying off workers. There are farmers who haven't got crops in the ground. So I certainly think it's an uncomfortable topic at the moment for many people.
Yeah, a tricky time to be having these discussions. Lara Webster, thanks so much for your time today. And we're no doubt you will be staying well across this, and we'll keep in touch with you about it.
We will. Thanks, Sally.
Now, we've got a range of views coming through. Regarding Bindaree beef, this texter, Keith, says, "I'm not a fan of unions or industrial action, but also not a big fan of greedy big business. Not enough information is available to have an informed opinion. Only Bindaree knows where their finances are at, and they're not going to be opening their books. But they do appear to have run a fairly profitable business over a long period. More wages does equal more local spend for small businesses in Inverell." Very measured words there from Keith. And also, hearing from Hap the Farmer, "Australian workers are in the top 10% of wage earners in the world. Get on with work, be happy, and thank the Lord you were born in Australia, and stop whinging." That's Hap the Farmer. Also talking about Bindaree, Bob from Armidale says, "It might be a tough time to ask for a pay rise, but Australian workers have copped the short end of the stick since Howard. Things had better improve sooner rather than later. And if you think this drought is tough, just wait until climate change really bites and think of the world you are leaving to your children. Think about the future next time you vote." Bob from Armidale. And Don from Gorgandra says, "Yeah, turn down the 2% pay rise or lose your job. Sounds like a no-brainer to me."